We are down here on the field at the Rogers Center with Jamie Campbell, who's usually in the studio here at the Rogers Center with Greg Zahn, pregame show and then during the game too. What's it been like the last couple of years working with Greg?
An absolute joy, to be honest with you, Jerry. He is a student of the game, as you know. He's highly opinionated, as you know. He draws on 16 years of playing, so I defer to him, obviously, because he's the one that swung the bat in the major leagues, not me. And we're good friends, which, as you would know, working with Joe for so long, is critically important when you're sitting with the same person day after day after day.
Good points there. With Joe, I never tell him anything we're going to talk about because I want it to be spontaneous on the air for me and our audience. Are you that way with Greg?
Sometimes I am. The beauty of Greg is that he does not need me to tell him where I want to go conversationally because he's pretty well ready for everything. There are sometimes, though, when we're trying to plan out a television show, we need to plan out specific video roles as well for them. So oftentimes I need to discuss the direction that we want to go in advance so that the production crew back in the studio can also get some elements together as well. So it's a little different in that respect. But when it comes down to tap dancing, as we say in the industry, and filling some time, I'm never afraid to throw anything in his direction because I know he can handle any direction I go.
And so can you too, Jamie, because I've seen you in the studio, I've seen you down here on the field. Let's take a look at your background. Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Oakville, Ontario. Went to Oakville Trafalgar High School there, and from a very young age managed to convince my parents to let me get on a GO train after school was over and head into Exhibition Stadium and see as many ball games as I possibly could. And somewhere around the age of 13 or 14, I absolutely fell in love with the idea of being in Major League Baseball somehow, some way. I was already an ardent fan from the time I was 10, having watched the opener April 7th, 1977. And for some reason, I had the foresight to think very seriously about where I wanted to direct myself professionally. So all those cold spring nights and September evenings and midsummer day games, sitting there normally by myself. I almost never went with anybody else because no one seemed to have the sort of the passion that I had for it. I used to seriously think about, what do you want to do with your life and how could you make this sport part of your life? And so many years later, I'm now 50 years old, you know, I had to go through a lot of different things like you did in your play-by-play calling career. I had to go and live in different parts of the country and study the craft, but eventually I got to where I have always wanted to be. So it was a dream that was held from a very young age, but I stayed focused on it and thankfully I achieved it.
Now, very interesting to hear, Jamie Campbell, because a lot of young possible broadcasters are listening. What was your education like? After high school, how did you pursue your education to put it all together?
I went directly to Ryerson. It's now Ryerson University. It was then called the Ryerson Polytechnical Institute. They've got a great program there called Radio and Television Arts. It's a lot better now than it ever was when I was there beginning in 1986. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time in class. I managed to get myself some part-time work in the industry, doing odd jobs with CBC Sports, Hockey Night in Canada, doing things within the industry, getting to know people, making contacts, impressing people, even in a part-time role, and missing a lot of classes because of it. Because I knew, it's not like, say, going to medical school, where if you want to become a physician, you have to put the time in. In broadcasting, you almost don't have to spend much time in the classroom. You need to go and get that practical experience.
Jamie, I've always been asked myself to have people say to me, how about a memory or two special for you as a Blue Jay? And I tell them what it is. How about for you?
Oh, man, I have many of them. I was at Otto Velez's four home run day. He hit four home runs in one day in a doubleheader. Back when they had doubleheaders, Jerry, like legitimate doubleheaders where you'd actually buy a ticket for two games against the Cleveland Indians in 1980, and I remember it very, very well. I had some wonderful experiences at Exhibition Stadium. I actually saw Dave Winfield kill the seagull because I was sitting down the right field line in the Yankees bullpen, and the guy who recovered that seagull brought it over and put it directly in front of me on the bench and covered it in a towel, and I actually sat there and thought about maybe taking it home, but realized my parents wouldn't like that at all. In this stadium, you know, watching Joe hit his home run in 93 was special, but I was not in the media at that time, and then getting the opportunity to call my first game, sadly after Rob Fald's dad had passed away, in 2002 and just feeling so nervous about it. The Blue Jays got blown out that night, but it didn't really matter to me because I had achieved a dream in a certain way. And now just getting to be here every single day, like you, getting the pleasure of being able to stand around the batting cage like we're doing right now and watching these great players perfect their craft.
Thank you, Jamie. We have both been able to take hobbies, turn them into careers. Appreciate it.
Great to speak with you, as always, Jerry.